Well, good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. It's my pleasure to be with you on this hot and sultry day here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it is my pleasure to be able to present to you the terrific Tuesday teleclass. This is Carla McNeil, and my direct line is 877-767-7544. And my direct email contact is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. And it's my pleasure to bring you the terrific Tuesday teleclass every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific, where we talk about social media and home business. Today is about social media. But before I do that, I just want to say thank you for all those questions and comments that keep coming in during the week. I do appreciate it. I love it very much. And it keeps me motivated to know that you're all paying attention and learning something new. I just love hearing those success stories. So please do keep them coming in. Today, I want to talk about integrating your social media marketing throughout your business. Because there are some people out there who believe that social media marketing is the end all to be all. Well, it's a tool. It's a tool for you to put into your tool belt to keep you going, to do some different kinds of marketing, to perhaps get out there and access a different market. It is one of the many tools that is in your marketing tool belt. And granted, yes, it's getting lots of buzz these days, and having a website, as we know, Bill Gates says that if you don't have a website for your business, you might as well close the doors, because it's coming to the point where people must have a website when they have a business. Because I know I personally, I don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. I check online. I Google it. I go searching for whatever I want online. Tonight, I have to go and pick up the pet sitter. I've got the address of where I'm going, and I'm going to go to Google Maps, and I'm going to figure out how to get there so that I can go and pick her up. So social media marketing is just that. It is marketing. So you want to make sure that you integrate this into all the different aspects of your business. There are times where I meet people and I talk, and because I teach and provide a service to clients for this particular topic, I know a fair bit and I get kind of excited about it. For me, it's fun. I love doing this stuff. But there are quite often I get that deer in the headlights look. It's like, oh, I tried that tonight. It doesn't work. And a lot of times what happens is people just jump right in without really knowing what they're doing, without having any sort of a strategy, and without having any sort of a plan. And when you do that in social media marketing, you are setting yourself up for failure. There is so much out there. It is just such a huge amount out there, which is why I created those 30 free tips over on Butterfly Networking. You can go over there and sign up for them after the call. There is just so much that it can be difficult to stay focused. It can be difficult to know what to do. Every time you turn around, someone else has got this new, greater, bigger, better plan, program, whatever. And what you want to do with social media marketing is take a look at your business and where does it fit into your business, because it's not the best thing for every business. Now, I can see in most circumstances it's going to work, but in some cases it's going to work better for others than it does for some, because it's just one of those tools in your tool marketing tool belt. So here's a great quote by Jim Rohn. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? Guess what they have planned for you? Not much. The same concept applies to your social media marketing. So I want to go through three tips to assist you in deciding, is social media right for you? Is this what you want to do? Can you do all of this stuff? Can you afford to pay someone else to do it all for you? Are you in between? You know, you can pay a little bit, you gotta do a little bit. Are you one of those people who wants to understand how to do it all? See, that's what got me hooked, is I was one of those people who wanted to understand how to do it all. So we're all coming at it from a different perspective. Integration, you need to understand this right from the get-go. Integration in social media is critical. If you don't do a whole whack of integration, then you are going to burn yourself out. And what I mean by integration is creating content and using it in more than one way. Let me give you an example. This terrific Tuesday teleclass. I create this teleclass. I post it online. I post it to my website. I also tweet about this same content. And I tweet about this same content more than once. I send people from my Twitter account over to my web page more than once for this particular instance. Actually, with everything, I send people more than once. Then I'm also looking at putting it onto the Facebook page. So I'm taking that content and I'm using it in more than one place. When you first start, sometimes there's that impression out there that, oh my gosh, I've got to put something different on all of these sites. No, you don't have to. You can put it on from a little different perspective, but you can create your terrific Tuesday teleclass and use it on Twitter, on Bebu, on Facebook, on YouTube. I could go and I could create a little PowerPoint presentation, and I could make a PowerPoint presentation along with an audio that is a lead-in to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass and post it on my YouTube account. So that integration is really important, and it's important that you take advantage of all that the different sites have to offer for you. And check out all the programs that you use and look for those options of sharing. I want it to go here, I want it to go there, I want it to go everywhere, right? Use that content more than once. And this is something that in the beginning, I was wearing myself out, because I thought everything had to be separate and everything had to be its own, and I had to create new special content for absolutely everything. I was wrong. And I'm so glad that I'm able to assist you a little sooner in your journey through this social media than I did. So please, repurpose, integrate. Check the sites out that you're using. If you're not using any, when you start and you sign up, take a look. There are special buttons that say, do you want to put this here? Do you want to put this here? That there, it's, they're all over in the different social media sites. When you go to my website at butterflynetworking.com, you will see that there is an opportunity for you to tweet. So I'm asking you to go, when you enjoy this particular teleclass, go to the website, take a look at it, and tweet it out to your friends. Say, wow, this was great information. It really helped me with my social media marketing. And tweet it out to your friends and be a benefit to your followers on Twitter. And it's as easy as just clicking that little button and saying, allow. They make it very simple to integrate your content. Next tip is you want to incorporate social media into everything that you do. Everything. Everything for your business. When you're using social media marketing, you want to make sure that everybody knows about it. So when you're out and about and talking to people, then you need to make sure that you're asking them. You're asking them whether they're using social media. Are you on Twitter? Are we following each other on Twitter? Are we friends on Facebook? Do you have your own Facebook page? Do you have your own Facebook profile? When you're out and about and meeting people, ask these kinds of questions. You can have your different links to your different profiles on your business card. And you don't want to put too much on it, because you don't want it to be so big that, or pardon me, so much writing in there that it's cramped and people can't read it. Especially, you know, we baby boomers who are wearing glasses to read. So check with people. Are they on Twitter? For me, when you go to my website, then there are all the different buttons right there. When you first go to the website, all the different buttons that you can use to follow me on the different sites. Perhaps putting those buttons on your site would be a good idea too. Utilize the tools that you have. Do that cross integration and incorporate social media into everything that you do. You can create your auto signature. Does your auto signature send people to your Twitter account, to your Facebook page? Mine sends people to Butterfly Networking, and it also tells people about the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I need to go in and change this one and put in to my Facebook page for Butterfly Networking. You want to target within your email, within that customized, personalized signature, where you want people to go. What is the first impression you want to make? Do you want to make it with your website? Do you want to make it with your Facebook page? Do you want to make it with your Twitter account, with your Yahoo account, with your MySpace account? Where do you want to send people for the very first time? What is that first impression that you want to make? Personally, I want to send people to butterflynetworking.com. That is the first impression that I want to make. So get your auto signature set up so that you are sending people to where you want them to go. And if you don't mind that they can go to any one of those sites, feel free. Don't put them all in there, because people will get confused and they won't know where to go, and then they just won't click on anything. But put in your auto signature in your emails, your social media links. When you are online and you're making comments on different forums or different blogs, you want to make sure that you have your gravatar set up. And you want to make sure that you put your picture in your gravatar and that you have a signature in there that is going to send people again back to your site. So when you're out and about online and you're making comments on a blog or you're asking questions on a forum, that you have all of those automatic signatures set up. And if people like your question or they like your answer to someone else's question, then the chances are they may click on that link and go back to your blog, back to your Facebook page, wherever it is, that link that you put in your gravatar. Having and creating your own gravatar is really, really important. You definitely need to do that. So make sure that people know how to find you. Make it as easy as possible for people to find you. Don't think that people are gonna go hunting and looking for you. You want it to be easy for them to find you. That's what the whole social media marketing does, is it puts you out there on all those different platforms and allows you to be found by the people who are looking for what you have. I had an associate who had some t-shirts made. Do you follow me on Twitter? And then they had their Twitter name on there. Be creative. What works in your niche? Would it be a t-shirt? You know, is your niche for dogs? It could be a dog frisbee. Anything. Get creative. My website is Butterfly Networking. I made myself a jacket that I wear to events, and the fabric is covered with butterflies. Be creative. What can you do to make yourself stand out from the crowd? What can you do that's just a little different? It doesn't have to be a lot different, just a little bit different. Tip number 3. Plan your projects and your content on your social media. I just wrote a series of articles on masterminding. And as far as I'm concerned, masterminding is critical when you're starting out in your business, in making sure that you are interacting with people of like mind. I could go on for hours about that. But what I did was I thought about the steps in the mastermind process. And I wrote an article on each of, I don't know, it was 4 or 5 steps. So it was a series of 4 or 5 articles. Now that is an example of a small project that I did. I sat down in advance. I thought about what the point was that I wanted to make. And then I thought about, what platforms am I going to use to get this message out? Now, personally, I find e-zine articles just a wealth of potential customers and clients. That's part of my social media strategy. So I sit down and I decide, okay, so I'm going to write these articles all on social media, on masterminding. And I mean, the series before that was on Facebook pages. So I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about it. And then I'm thinking about, who is it that's going to benefit from this kind of information? Where are they hanging out? And where do I want to put this information? So I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. I'm going to put it on my website. Now, I may put it on both of my websites. I may only put it on one of my websites. It depends on the content. What you need to say and how you're going to be saying it are things to consider for your different platforms. So if my article is targeted towards Facebook, then you can be darn tootin' that I'm going to be talking about those particular articles on Facebook more than anything. Because that is where the target market is. Because I'm not going to attract people with articles on Facebook pages who don't know anything about Facebook. So what I'm going to think about, what I'm going to write about, having that plan helps me stay more focused and helps me understand what it is I need to do. It keeps me focused, making sure I get that project done. And it makes me think about, in the beginning, that whole integration piece. Now, I also go out to lots of different meetup groups. And some of the meetup groups, it would be appropriate for me to really talk about my mastermind articles, and some of them it wouldn't. Think about what strategy you're going to use, because you really need to get that strategy into place. And you need to make sure that you are using your strategy throughout your business. When I finally got this myself, it made things so much easier to understand. The whole social media forum was less confusing, and I was much more able to target what I was doing and to be able to become more focused and get things done. Those are my three tips. The three tips for how to use social media marketing throughout your business. Because when you jump right in and just start going without some sort of a focus, some sort of a plan, a hint of a strategy, you really are setting yourself up to fail, because there is so much out there. And it really is in your best interest to find someone and learn from someone who's already doing what it is you want to do. Now, it would be my pleasure to be able to assist you on this journey. But if this isn't what you want to learn, then I'm not the right person for you. Find people who are doing what it is that you want to do, and you can follow them. You can get into their coaching programs. You can buy their books, all those different things, buy their services. But the three tips: integration is critical. Please use your content more than once. Incorporate social media into everything that you do, when you're out and about, when you're speaking to people, when you're at the meetup groups, when you're online, when you're in the forums, when you're at your niece's baseball games. Integrate that into everything that you do. And be sure to plan your projects, plan your content. It will really assist you in integrating all of the different social media into your marketing plan. And now I'd like to invite you to go over to butterflynetworking.com. Up there on the right, I want you to sign up for those 30 free tips. Those 30 free tips are going to assist you in everything that I just talked about tonight. They're going to assist you with the integration, with the incorporating, and with planning. There are tips in there on how to use Facebook lists so that you can become more efficient, how to use Twitter lists so that you can become more efficient. Go over to butterflynetworking.com. Input your name and your email, and you'll immediately get that welcome message, and you'll start receiving those tips right away. As always, it has been a pleasure and an honor to speak to you here today. And I look forward to hearing you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass is all about habits. You gotta love them. You gotta love them. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.